This is the 2 North Jackson Podcast with news, insights, details, and accomplishments from Alabama's 67 county governments. Today we're going to talk about an issue that I know will be good news to everybody in county government, and that is the state of Alabama providing revenue to counties to help offset the expenses that were incurred during the 2021 year for housing the backlog of state inmates. Now, I know if you were involved in county government back in 2020, you will remember that the federal government passed what we called the CARES Act, and funding was eventually provided from the state to counties to reimburse for the cost of housing inmates in the 2020 calendar year. That funding stopped on December 31st of 2020, and since then there's been a lot of discussion about the state of Alabama doing something very similar with the funds that the state received from the American Rescue Plan Act. During the special session here early in 2022, we were successful in passing language that has provided $11 million to counties to help offset some of the cost for housing inmates between March 3rd of 2021 and December 31 of 2021. That's a funny date, perhaps, but it is linked to the passage of the American Rescue Plan Act and the state of Alabama then linking its expenditures to that date, just as all the counties have linked their ARPA expenditures beginning on that date. $11 million is available to counties, and we've been working with the Department of Finance on a process and a formula that will keep all of the counties from having to provide an itemized listing of all the inmates that were housed beyond the 30-day maximum that has been established by the Supreme Court, all the way back to March 3rd and then forward to December 31. It would be a housekeeping and an administrative nightmare for every county to be required to provide that documentation. So what will happen is we assumed a base amount for every county, and that base amount is assuming that each county had at least 3 state inmates over the 30-day limit every day for the period from March 3rd all the way around to December 31. Now, not all counties had 3 inmates in violation of the order. Most counties had more than 3 inmates, but we start with that as a base, and that's a little over $1 million that's allocated as a base for every county. It's $17,628. And then the remaining funds that is really just a smidge short of $10 million, we take the number of inmates that were in violation of the court order, backlogged on the last day of March, the last Friday of March, and then allocated the rest of the funds proportionately to every county. So each county is going to get an allocation amount based on that formula, a base amount of $17,628 plus each county's proportionate allocation of the inmates that were backlogged on the last Friday in March. That, I think, is a very positive way to go at it. Many counties we feared would not have the documentation, could not produce the documentation that would be required to meet all of the federal guidelines. And so this is going to make it much easier. I've not used the word reimbursement for that very reason. We're not going to be reimbursing counties for their exact expenditures. This is an allocation of funds to help offset your cost. So what's going to happen next? The Department of Finance is tidying up a few details, and then you will receive an email with an FAQ from the Department of Finance explaining this whole process and setting out the procedures that you will follow to use a software system that the state has contracted with a company called Submittable. And you will get an email explaining how you will establish your account. And then after that's all confirmed, then the funds will be electronically transferred to each county. We're going to recommend, because these are revenue replacement funds coming from the state's segment of ARPA, that you segment this money and account for it separately and record it separately. We'll talk about all of those details at the County Administrators Conference on May 11 and 12, and we encourage you to make sure that you're there at that event. We look forward to seeing everyone. We hope by then perhaps even the email has come from the Department of Finance with the process on how to set up your submittable account. But if not, we'll still be able to give you details on how to go forward. So we think this is a very positive way to approach this opportunity. We're grateful that the Alabama legislature gave a priority to providing this $11 million to counties, and we look forward to getting this issue across the finish line with you in the days ahead. Again, watch your inbox, and hopefully you're able to attend the conference on May 11 and 12. For those of you who aren't there, we certainly will pass that information along to you after we return back from the conference. We appreciate you joining us for our 2 North Jackson podcast and look forward to seeing you soon. In the meantime, you have a great day.